Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 27th of August, 1969. The title is, Courage is the Means to Receive Help. Courage is the means to receive help. This Murli has been spoken through the body of Santri Dadi. Bab Dada says, Today, Baba has come to tour around the small garden. Baba has come to meet the spiritual children. Baba considers you to be the light of his eyes. Children who are the light of his eyes constantly spread fragrance like spiritual roses. Do you children have as much courage as the faith Baba has in them? Today, the children have not called Baba. Baba has come without being invited. This is the eternally predestined law. Baba has to come without permission in order to decorate you children at the confluence age. Baba is asking you children a question today. All of you who are sitting in the garden now, do you consider yourselves to be flowers who are worthy to give beauty to a bouquet? Have all of you tied a rakhi to climb uphill and then come down and then climb again? Whose task is this? The spiders always do this anyway. They make a web and come down and then go up again to sit in the web. Are you children trapped in the web or have you come out of it? Do you remain in the aim that you have received? Do you imbibe self-respect and inspire others to do the same? What is the significance of the bondage of rakhi that you have tied? Bab Dada has come to meet you children today. He has taken up a great responsibility. When someone takes up even a small responsibility, he gets so tired. On whom is the burden of the entire world? You have to carry a burden on your head and you have to remove it also, but you must not get tired. Why do children feel tired? Because they do not consider themselves to be spiritual roses. If they consider themselves to be spirits, they can remain detached from the body and be very loving. As is the father, so are the children. To the extent to which you maintain courage, Baba gives that much help. With courage, you receive help, and with that help, you can lift a mountain. You have to lift the mountain of the iron aged dust and create gold for the golden age. And then there is a margin for the question of how to do that. So today, Baba has come for a little while to meet you. Does Baba ever have a desire? He is beyond desires. He is free from desires. And so why did he have this desire? All of you become free from desires, and so Baba has a desire. You children do not know how Baba used to look after others, and he is still looking after them in the same way. He fulfilled all his responsibility with tact and also fulfilled Baba's desires. He is now also fulfilling the desires of the children. Baba is called the clever entertainer, and he has to fulfill the desires of each child. Sometimes he has to use his own discretion while fulfilling the desires of the children. Why does he fulfill the children's desires? Because all the children are the light of his eyes. This is why the children are first, and then there is the father. The children who are crowned with the peacock feathers are made to sit on the head sometimes. Children have to be made happy. Whilst making effort, you sometimes become cold in that, and so you must try to increase your effort. This is why Baba is asking, have you tied the bondage fully? Even if you have to die, you will not renounce your religion. Today, even enemies who used to oppose each other become friends. The Pandavas have been remembered. They have become friends from enemies. Do not look at the night, but constantly remain in the day. If you look at the night, the enemy of the five vices, who do their work at night, will come. Children have to constantly move forward. Keep your vision focused on the crown and throne that you are going to receive. It shouldn't be that you just say that you will become this, but now your dharana should also be practical. How do Lakshmi and Narayan walk? How do they take their steps? How do they raise their eyes? When your behavior is like theirs, you will be able to become Lakshmi and Narayan. It shouldn't be that when you raise your eyes, you become body conscious, thinking that there is no one like you, and that you come into the consciousness of mine and yours. On the path of bhakti, it is said that humility makes you lower your eyes, so each of you has to decorate yourself. Constantly continue to give fragrance. You have to become Lakshmi or Narayan, like the aim that you have been given. You have to follow the right path. You must take steps to move forward. When the trance messenger took bhog to Baba, Baba said, "Children have become princes while sitting here. You have forgotten Baba's toli of the beggary days. You will receive all the luxuries there. At the confluence age, remember the toli of the beggary days. Baba loves that toli. The handful of rice of Sudama has great value for the children. This toli is filled with love. The one who has prepared it has filled it with love. And so Baba fills it with extra love and feeds the children with it." The children were fed with Karachi halwa. To Didi, Bap Dada says, "Is everything okay? Is everything functioning accurately? There is no need to be afraid. This time is to be praised. Seeing the time, you have to accomplish the imperishable sacrificial fire. Children have to make effort in every aspect. You have to sacrifice everything. The yajna has to remain eternally. The other sacrificial fires last for 10 to 12 days, and then they become like whatever they were. This is the imperishable yajna. Shiv Baba's treasure store is full, and all sorrow is removed. Sorrow will be far away when you go into the new world. Everything will continue to function very well. Children's intellects should remain alert and far-sighted. Baba has already given you the crown and the throne in order to make you far-sighted. Acha, Om Shanti."